Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. So today, one of my very favorite guests is New Jersey's bad boy of comedy. That's Mike Marino. And he is back in the Garden State because he's doing a very special night of comedy on May 1st. And that's going to be at his old high school, Scotch Plains Fanwood High School. That should be interesting. Should be very interesting. I think those people are in for a great treat. If you're not familiar with Mike Marino, and if you've listened to this show before, I'm sure you are, but Mike is a Jersey City native, and he's performed at just about every major comedy club from New York to L.A. He's been on TV. He's been everywhere. And if we spent all this time talking about what Mike has done, we'd never get to talk about anything else. So without further ado, let me say hi to Mike. How are you?
Hey there. How are you? Thanks for having me back on your show.
Oh, Mike, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. It really is. And so, you know, let's kind of get right to it in the beginning, because you're in New Jersey and you're going to be doing a special night of comedy in Scotch Plains at your old high school, which I find to be fantastic.
And it's hysterical.
It is going to be hysterical. So you were telling me today that you've been out and about and kind of hooking up with some of the old places in the old neighborhoods in Scotch Plains. So tell me about that.
Well, you know, I was born in Jersey City, but I moved from Jersey City to Scotch Plains when I was 6 or 7 years old. I grew up in Scotch Plains, which is a very cool suburban town. I went to grammar school, junior high, and then the high school. And so recently when the high school called me and asked me to do a fundraiser for their ice hockey team, I was kind of blown away. I'm like, wow, I haven't stood on that stage since I was 18 years old, which I was on that stage every night of the week or every day because I've been in theater since I'm a child. So I said, okay. So what we did today was kind of like a local press junket where I went to every establishment on the boulevard and I shook hands with the townspeople. I took tons of pictures with everybody. And I took a picture of me in front of the high school sign that said Comedy Night with Mike Marino. I mean, it's just how ironic can that whole thing be? You know, this is the stage I stood on for the first time in my life, and here I go again.
Yeah. Now, when you were in high school, though, you were involved in drama, in theater.
Yes, I was in every theater show you can think of, and enjoyed it and loved it. I even did the musicals, and I was such a horrible singer that they used to let me talk my songs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember I was Harry Beaton in Brigadoon, and I was the bad guy, but I couldn't really sing so well, so I just started talking my song.
Well, you must have been a good actor.
They loved me. I think because I was just so serious. Since I was 12, 13, all I wanted to do was be an actor. So I was kind of like, listen, I'm not rehearsing. Nah, this is it for me. This is the big time.
So what were some of your other roles in high school that really stand out for you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been taking pictures from me in high school and posting them up on Facebook. I have pictures I did. Barefoot in the Park was like the biggest play because that's what Robert Redford was known for starring in, I think either on Broadway or in the movies. So we did Barefoot in the Park, and I was part of that. And what else did we do? Boys and Ghouls Together. They had variety shows. I used to do I wasn't doing stand-up at that time, but I knew I could do it because I was hosting shows, and they used to like when I would come down and host.
Oh, so, you were the MC.
I hosted a bunch of variety shows.
And
I was really known for playing the drums in marching band. And marching band at Scotch Plains High was famous. I mean, the band alone, I think, had 500 people in it. So I enjoyed that. And I think this Friday night, if everything goes right, that actual band instructor is going to introduce me because he's still teaching there. He was new. It was like his first year when I became a junior.
So he was a young guy at that time. Wow.
And he was a young, I think he was like 23. And I'm thinking this is going to be great because he'll know how to make fun of me from when I was in school and so on. And that's what I really want. I have so much material I want to do about cutting class and so on.
But this will be interesting because you're going to be performing now as Mike Marino, the funny guy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be doing a lot of material about high school and what it was like and what it's like to see all your high school friends sitting in an audience watching. There's going to be a large amount of my class 1981 going to be watching the show.
Uh-huh. Will this be a family rated show?
I'm going to tone it down because it is 16 and older, but
got
to give them what they deserve.
That's right. You do. As only you can do it.
I'm going to bring it. I'm bringing it.
Oh, that's good.
I hope your listeners come. I wish you can come to this show. If I could do a quick shout out, they're selling tickets on Brown Paper Ticket, which you could just look up Brown Paper Ticket. Look up my name, Mike Marino, Scotch Plains fan with high school. All the information's there. Or they can also go to my Facebook, which is Mike D. Marino. My middle name is Dominic.
Okay. I'm right. You know what? Yeah, what else,
Mike
right?
D. Marino.
Let me just remind everyone that after the show, I will put up my blog, and I will put links to Brown Paper Ticket. I'll put links to Mike's Facebook page and, of course, Mike's website, so you can get all the info that you could possibly need, because I would definitely encourage anyone to get out there and see the show, because I can only imagine if you're going to be talking to your high school friends and talking about high school. It just,
right.
I'm laughing right now just thinking about what you could possibly say, because I know it's going to be pretty crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember I used to cut class to go to lunch and, you know, just the crazy little things that you would do and the teachers, what it's like to be in detention. And I remember I used to have hall passes. I would actually steal these yellow ticket hall passes, and I always was walking around in halls, and people would be like, oh, he's got a pass, leave him alone. But it was never filled out. I was never really going anywhere. It was just causing trouble.
And I guess I was a jokester
since I was a kid.
But even though, see, you were always a jokester, but actually you started out to be more on the dramatic side before you ever got into comedy. So it's kind of funny to me that you started out, you were always kind of a jokester.
Yeah, I was about maybe 14 or 15 years old when the band instructor said to me, if you're serious about being an actor, I'll bring you to New York City. So on a Saturday or a Sunday, he brought me to the Herbert Berghoff Studios down in the Village and introduced me to acting schools, and that's when I really started getting into the business. That particular band instructor quit, and the new guy took over. But I was already going in and out of New York now, and I had my rhythm. And the new guy who took over, the marching band, was younger, so he was more vibrant, and he allowed me to do whatever I wanted when it came to the drums.
I love that. I really do. So do you think your high school friends would think of you as, oh, Mike, he was one funny guy?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all going to say, well, he was always doing that. Plus, when I was 18 or 19, I had been doing TV commercials. And most of the kids in high school were seeing me doing the commercials anyway, so they knew it was me.
Okay. And, you know, there's one commercial that I remember from the very first time when I spoke to you, and it was an airline commercial, and you were dressed as a military guy.
This is in the Marine Corps, yeah.
A Marine,
that
okay.
That was called, go ahead.
No, what I remember
that was
about
a, that was a commercial I did for United Airlines. I actually had just graduated high school.
You were so young, that's right. Okay.
19.
Wow.
I just graduated high school, and I remember they had like a party at the high school maybe a year later, or maybe it was homecoming. And when I went to homecoming, everybody's like, wow, you joined the Marines? And I'm like, well, no.
No.
And some of my friends that were in the Marine Corps, they thought that was him, and it wasn't. It was just little old me. That commercial went on to be one of the legendary commercials that they put in the archives. I was very lucky because I was nominated for a Clio, Best Male Performer in a TV commercial. And it was the first year that they were having them at Radio City Music Hall. They weren't televised events yet.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went to the awards, I lost to Chuck McCann. Chuck McCann was playing the Hunchback of Notre Dame in the commercials for Dr. Pepper. Remember Dr. Pepper commercials?
Of course.
And they were dancing and singing and stuff like that. Well, he was sitting on that thing going, "Read my lips, Dr. Pepper." And that's where that was at.
Well, what I remember about the commercial specifically was that it was a very long commercial.
Yeah,
it was like a
60-minute spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a 60-minute spot.
You don't see a lot of those 60-minute spots anymore.
Right, right.
So that was a great thing for you. Very cool.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Right.
All right, so you know what? Let's talk a little bit more about the actual event, what it's for. This event at the high school is to benefit, it's the Scotch Plains Stanwood
ice hockey team.
Ice hockey,
which I never even knew that they had. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
10 years ago, they developed the ice hockey team, and they came at me and asked me if I would help raise some monies. And I think when they called and asked, they didn't even realize I went to that school.
Seriously, that's pretty wild.
mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this Ice Hockey Association, it obviously must be a pretty big deal. And I saw it was their 10th anniversary, so it's going to be a big night.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So, I mean, I'm giggling when I think of you on your high school stage. How does it feel to you? And you haven't even gotten there yet.
I can't wait. I just hope they doll it up and make it look nice. I actually took my 1981 high school marching band jacket and put it in one of those big frames, so I am going to bring it to the school that night and put it on stage. I wish I could wear it, but I'm a little bigger.
Well, you know, that was a few years ago, Mike, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And we'll come before the end of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about the high school event. But you know what? Tell me, what have you been up to recently? Because you're always such a busy guy. You have a lot going on.
I'm touring the country. Got a lot of good stuff going on. Finished
the
movie that's
country.
Supposed to be out in October.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Did a movie called Criticize, which we shot about a year ago. But it's supposed to be out hopefully this October, and I'm hoping it's going to premiere in Red Bank, New Jersey. Maybe even by then they would put it in the Garden State Film Festival.
Awesome.
But it's going to premiere at one of those theaters in Red Bank, which I have a lot of fans and friends in that area, and that'd be cool. It's a thriller, and
October.
I play a... detective looking for a murderer.
Detectives are always looking for murderers. That's great.
Yeah.
We
finished up the pilot that I did, Reconstructing Jersey, and hopefully the networks are going to pick that up. That's going to be a whole new battle, but it's done. It's in the can. People are looking at it now.
Well, in case someone is not familiar with that, you want to just give a little explanation about the TV pilot called Marinos?
Yeah, it's about an Italian family living in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, with its townspeople, doing all that we can to make ends meet and see if we can't get out of our situations in the construction business, and mom and dad and the kids and the children and the craziness and the things that we do. And the pilot is done, so we're hoping when it gets to a network meeting, maybe someone will joyfully pick up the show and air us on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then till the middle of 2016, I'm touring the country. I'm going to do 3 weeks in Australia in September. I'm going to do cruise ships every other month and a lot of theaters.
So tell me about the cruise ships, because is that something new for you?
No, I've been doing ships for about 3 years.
Oh, you
I
have.
Love it.
Okay.
You go on a ship for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great time.
And so how many shows do you wind up doing on the cruise?
If you go on for 7 days, maybe three.
Okay. 3 days on, 4 days off.
A lot
off
of show.
On a cruise. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Spend a lot of time laying around.
What could be bad about that? What could be bad about that? Where are you cruising?
Mostly
you
the
on,
Caribbean.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So when you're on a cruise ship, for example, is that a different kind of an audience than what you might have in a theater or a comedy club?
Yes, exactly, because on a cruise ship there could be children, and there's also people from foreign countries who don't
mm-hmm.
speak English.
Yeah, that's true. So how do you have to sort of tailor your material? I mean, I guess it has to be a difficult thing when there's children, young kids. But is there not an age limit for to go into a show on a cruise ship? I don't know.
No, anybody can go in that room unless they put up a warning saying that, you know, this is a dirty show, don't come in.
Ah.
A late night show where it's not PG-13 anymore.
Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that? Or do you just
change your act?
Do you have to do this on the fly because you don't know who's in the audience?
Yeah, I can do it on the fly.
Years ago, I remember being at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank and seeing Whoopi mm-hmm. Goldberg. And a big surprise to her, and she kind of announced it, you know, on stage, she said, well, oh, my God, look at this. Some of my youngest fans are in the front row, these young kids, these young girls who loved Whoopi Goldberg, but they were young. And she just said, well, cover your ears, girls, because you're going to hear it all tonight. So I remember that, and she didn't change anything. But that has to be, do you feel, what do I want to say, like restricted? Or you're okay with it if you have to change things around on the fly?
You're restricted, but if you're a professional comedian, you should know what to do with the restriction.
Well, Whoopi, she didn't let herself get restricted. I thought that was mm-hmm. most interesting. Those kids must have had some education that night. But
right.
I guess on a cruise ship, you're right. And the people that don't speak English, maybe they don't even know what's funny.
Right.
That has to be a little difficult. Yeah. So now you're going to Australia, which, have you been there before?
No, I've never been to Australia. We're going the first week of September for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I guess I'll be hitting a bunch of theaters out there.
Mm-hmm. So how are you preparing for comedy in Australia? You think
it's going to be the same.
The same? Okay.
People are people. Humans are human.
They are. And, you know, you talk a lot about family, and you don't have to be Italian because, obviously, it's the same crazy family stuff that every single person has. So, obviously,
right.
you've got that in Australia, too. So, who doesn't love to laugh at their family, right?
Right.
I know. Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious, something I want to ask you about. Oh, first of all, on is the Paul Marino band going to be with you at your any of your events?
I'm sure my brother will be there to watch the show. He will not be performing.
Oh, he won't be performing?
It's just
okay.
me by myself.
Okay. I was just curious. So over the years, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, and I always wonder, you know, how does your humor evolve? How do you feel you're different now as far as your humor than maybe, you know, 10 years ago? What's making people laugh now that maybe didn't make us laugh years ago?
Oh, you know what? If you keep up with the times, whatever's real will be funny.
Well, I guess
you just
have to read the news.
Well, you know, you were asking me before about my health, and as you know,
oh.
I went into the hospital to have
yes.
the problem removed, and now
yes.
I have a whole new stand-up routine about going to the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a fight with a thing called diverticulitis, and I got so infected, I had to have 8 inches of my colon removed. So when I went into the hospital after a few days of all that massive pain, when the nurses were asking me questions about, did you fart, have you gone to the bathroom, I started cracking up laughing, going, why, is that how I can get out of here? And they said, yes.
Ah, uh-huh.
So
okay.
You know, and everybody laughs at a good fart joke.
Timeless. Yeah.
Yeah, it's timeless. I even laugh at it. Somebody says the word fart, I can't stop laughing.
So I'm sure some of this will be in your show in Scotch Plains, some of the good stuff from the hospital.
I think so, absolutely.
Okay. So the good news is that something funny came out of all of this, and the audience will get to really enjoy it.
Yes, and as far as I know, now I can go back to eating the junk foods that I love, like pork roll, egg and cheese on a hard roll.
That won't have any negative effects on you?
Well, I mean, I lost 30 pounds. I was in such a bad way that I couldn't eat. And, you know, one of the biggest causes of this problem is stress. And most people think, well, it's your food, it's your this, it's your not. It's not. It's actually stress. You get so stressed out, you actually cause infections in your lower colon. And the number one infection is colon cancer. So, not that I'm an expert on all of this, but since I had the problem, I researched as much as I could, and I found out what causes all these problems.
Well, stress is... And maybe some people look and say, well, you know, how much stress can you have? You're a comedian, you're laughing, you're funny. But everyone has it. Everyone has stress.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, comedy is what I do for a living. I have a personal life, and that personal life will stress the hell out of you.
Sometimes
you
your personal life...
You know what they say the number one cause of stress for a 51-year-old man is? Taking care of his parents.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah, becoming a parent to a parent. That's deadly.
The sandwich generation. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have to remember something that your dad said. You know, when we were together on a previous show when we were talking about your TV pilot, your dad was there.
Right.
And he said, I still laugh about this, and I have to tell everyone. So we were talking, you know, I spoke to everyone, and when it came time to talk to your dad, he said, you know, he never imagined himself being interviewed, but he always thought somebody else would be interviewing him. And I said something like, you know, oh, like Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, and he said Monica Lewinsky. And, you know, Mike, I still think about that, and I just laugh. It's like, where the hell did that come from?
Of all the people that you want to interview, where do you get that from?
I know, but she had just recently written a book, and she was in the news at that time, and I suppose. But, you know, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that her name would ever be mentioned on Jersey Coastal Live, let alone by, you know, your dad. So I just loved it. I thought that was great. That goes down as one of my absolute favorite moments.
That I could be part of it.
Yes. That was really, really terrific. So, you know, your dad was also, he was in the pilot?
Yes.
Is that, that's
he
right?
Plays himself.
He plays himself. Who else would play him? So how, he must be kind of anxious to see what happens, right? Is he excited about this whole idea still?
Of course, yeah, everybody is. All the local town people are dying to see it. Unfortunately, because I got sick, I was unable to finish the editing, so it's still a work in progress, but I'll get it done.
And just, it's Reconstructing New Jersey? What is the, I want to say the right name, Reconstructing.
Yep.
Reconstructing New Jersey,
Like putting it back together.
Yeah, well, we can use some help.
I know.
We definitely can. I know, of course, I know. You know, when you live out west in California,
right?
And so when you're out there and you're at the comedy clubs and whatnot, are people still laughing about New Jersey? What are they laughing? Of course, they're still laughing. What's the biggest laughs about New Jersey?
Me.
You're so. You.
Yeah. You know, they don't laugh at it. Most people in different states don't really know what anybody's talking about and all the different nonsense that's out there. When a comedian brings to the stage his life, they automatically laugh at that because it's reflecting their own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is the whole Italian family thing, is that also very funny out there in California?
Yeah, it's always going to work because family in general will always work.
Yeah. Yeah. So after this tour that you're on, you said, how long are you going to be on tour? You're going to Australia in the fall. And from Australia, you're going to be on cruise ships?
Yeah. After the 3 weeks in Australia in September, then I'm going to do like Rochester, Syracuse.
Okay.
All northern New York places with the Italian Bad Boys of Comedy.
So who's in that? Let's talk about that.
I don't know the guys that they selected yet this year.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you go to YouTube and Facebook and you can see them, it's pretty interesting.
Italian Bad Boys.
Four Italian guys from different parts of the country.
That sounds like it has the makings for some pretty hilarious moments, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be absolutely hysterical.
So when do you find your way back to California, your home base?
Monday, this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go back on Monday this week.
Okay. Well, you know, we are actually running out of time, so I just want to talk a little bit more about this weekend or the show on Saturday. So you want to just kind of recap that a little bit for everyone?
Yes. Anybody could come to this show if you're 16 and older. It's this Friday night, May 1st.
Oh, Friday night, yeah.
At the Scotch Plains Fanwood High School here in Scotch Plains. You can get tickets at the door. And not only are the tickets are $25, but you get a free car wash and you get a free drink at the after party, which is at the tavern on Park Avenue in Scotch Plains. All you have to do is go to brownpapertickets.com/event/1358379. Pick up a ticket to Mike Marino Live at Scotch Plains High School.
Excellent. And I don't know, can you give us any indication of some of the things that you're going to be talking about? I know you're going to be talking about healthcare, because that is pretty funny in this country.
Correct.
And you're going to be talking about your high school days.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
High school, and family, new stand-up material, the whole gamut, what it's like to grow up in a small town and what it's like not to have a meatball sandwich for a year because you're worried about your colon.
Oh, that must have been hell.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty brutal. Especially when they tell you, you have two choices, either take that out of your colon or you're going to die.
And meanwhile, you're thinking about the meatball sandwich.
Yeah, how delicious it would be. Know what I mean?
I know. I do know what you mean. But you're back on meatball sandwiches and everything else. And that's the most important thing. Good
That's
health.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike Marino, New Jersey's Bad Boy of Comedy, I want to say thank you so much for being with me today. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You are welcome here anytime. I encourage everyone who's listening to get out there Friday night and see Mike in Scotch Plains. I will put links to all of the information so you can get tickets, and you are guaranteed to have a great night of laughter and fun. It's going to be a wonderful show. So, can 30 minutes change your life? Maybe. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. And again, thank you, Mike Marino. Good health to everyone, especially you, Mike. Have a great show. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye now. Take care.